From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. In an address at Hanoi's National Convention Center Tuesday, U.S. President Barack Obama said Americans and Vietnamese are, quoting now, embarking on a 100-year journey together. The president spoke before an audience of more than 2,000 people.
With this visit, we've agreed to elevate our security cooperation and build more trust between our men and women in uniform. We'll continue to offer training and equipment to your Coast Guard to enhance Vietnam's maritime capabilities. We will partner to deliver humanitarian aid in times of disaster.
Mr. Obama touched on the topics of economic development and human rights, arguing that the two often go hand in hand. The Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces have launched an operation to capture areas north of Raqqa, the de facto capital of the Islamic State group's self-styled caliphate. The SDF made the announcement Tuesday, saying it was launching the campaign with the help of coalition forces. A senior SDF commander told VOA his forces are advancing from three different directions. The Afghan Taliban appears to be preparing to appoint a new leader. The group has not officially confirmed or denied the death of their former chief, Mullah Mansour, who was killed in a U.S. drone attack. But members of the Taliban's leadership council have reportedly been meeting at an undisclosed location to elect a new leader. There are reports that an announcement could be expected within the next couple of days. Greek authorities began the evacuation of a makeshift refugee camp in Indomeni on Tuesday. The camp houses an estimated 8,400 people. Greek authorities say no force will be used in evacuating refugees. This is VOA News.